Bonjour et bienvenue sur le podcast Irvine Royal Academy. Hello and welcome on Irvine Royal Academy's podcast. Today we are going to revise the last speaking assessment before the long-awaited summer holidays, les grandes vacances. And speaking of holidays, this is indeed the topic you will speak about for this test. This is a role play. You booked your holidays via a travel agency. Unfortunately, it didn't go as well as expected, and you are now complaining to the travel agent. Your teacher will play the role of the travel agent, asking you the question, and you will be the holiday maker, giving the answers. Let's get started. Question number one. Avez-vous passé vos vacances cette année? Where did you spend your holidays this year? Here you can give two possible answers. Answers 1. J'ai passé mes vacances au Portugal. I spent my holidays in Portugal. Or you could choose to say je suis allé au Portugal. I went to Portugal. You can, of course, change the country for any other country you've learned. For example, en Espagne, in Spain, en France, in France, en Italie, in Italy, etc., etc. Question number two. C'était quand? When was that? C'était en août. It was in August. Here you can replace the month August, août, by any month you've learned with your teacher. En juillet, en avril, in July, in April. Question number three. Vous êtes allé en vacances avec qui? Who did you go with? Je suis allé en famille. I went with my family. Here you could be more precise by saying avec ma mère, mon père, mes frères, with my mom, my father, my brother. Or you could say avec mes copains, with my friends. Question number four. Comment avez-vous voyagé? How did you travel? J'ai voyagé en avion. I traveled by plane. You could say as well any other means of transport, such as en voiture, by car, en train, by train. Question number five. Où avez-vous logé? Where did you stay? J'ai logé dans un hôtel. I stayed in a hotel. Question number six. Comment était l'hôtel? How was the hotel? Here you've got several possible answers. You could say c'était nul. It was rubbish. C'était sale. It was dirty. C'était vieux. It was old. C'était trop cher. It was too expensive. You could also combine it with another reason to get a better grade. La douche ne fonctionnait pas. The shower wasn't working. L'ascenseur était hors service. The lift was out of order. Or you could also say la nourriture était dégoûtante. The food was disgusting. Number 7. Vous y êtes resté combien de temps? How long did you stay there? J'y suis resté une semaine. I stayed a week. You could change the length of time here by adding a number in front of the word semaine. Je suis resté 2 semaines, 3 semaines, 4 semaines. Or you could say j'y suis resté une quinzaine. or 15 jours, a fortnight. And you can as well say, je suis resté un mois, I stayed a month. Question 8. Il a fait quel temps? What was the weather like? Here you need to be particularly careful about the tense. Remember, you're talking about past holidays, so you need to say the weather in the past. For example, il a plu, it rained. Il a fait un temps variable, it was changeable. Or you could say, il a fait beau, the weather was nice. Or, il a fait chaud, the weather was warm. Question number 9. Qu'est-ce que tu y as fait? What did you do there? Or rather, since it's the travel agent, qu'est-ce que vous y avez fait? What did you do there? But using the polite form. The formal one. Il n'y avait pas beaucoup à faire pour les jeunes, mais... There wasn't much to do for young people, but... This answer is quite long, so let's repeat it again. Il n'y avait pas beaucoup à faire pour les jeunes, mais... And then you can add some of the activities you did. For example, j'ai acheté des souvenirs. I bought souvenirs. Or, j'ai acheté des cadeaux pour mes parents. I bought presents for my parents. Or you could say, j'ai visité des monuments. I went sightseeing. Or you could say, je me suis baigné. I went bathing. Or you could say as well, j'ai fait les magasins. I went shopping. You can also add any sports you've learned with your teacher, such as j'ai fait de l'équitation. I went horse riding. Or you could use the easy one. J'ai joué au foot. I played football. Last question now. Question number 10. Alors, vous avez passé de bonnes vacances? Well, did you enjoy your holidays? And here, because you're complaining to the travel agent, you need to say something negative. So, you could say something like, non, c'était nul. No, it was rubbish. Or you could say as well, non, c'était ennuyeux. No, it was boring. Or you could add any other negative adjectives you've seen in class with your teacher. That's us for today. I hope you find this first podcast helpful. À bientôt pour un nouveau podcast. Au revoir!